Welcome to City Council Regular Meeting Tuesday, January 20th, 2014.
Let's see. Everyone, please lead us in the pledge.
Glad to see you. Rise.
Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilmember Dean.
Here.
Vice Mayor Skiffabott.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Councilmember Dean.
Here.
Here. Thank you. Item number four is agenda review. Are there any requests or changes by staff?
None from staff, Your Honor.
Thank you, counsel.
No.
No.
Good. Item four A is to consider acceptance by motion of City Council, January 28, 2014, agenda pleasure of the council.
So moved.
Second.
It's moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. Item number five is presentations, proclamations, there are none. Item number six, public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any item not on the agenda may do so at this time. When recognized by myself, however, no formal action will be taken unless placed on the future agenda. Public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Would anybody like to speak? No? Okay. Thank you very much. Item number seven is the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council person or citizen requests, which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. Item 7A is to consider approval of general payroll and direct deposit check registers. Item 7B is consider approval of City Council minutes for the regular meeting held on January 14, 2014. Pleasure to council.
Move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
It's been moved in second. Any discussion?
I have a question on item A. Okay. I did not get a copy of the check register. Did I just miss that in my folder?
Unfortunately, Councilmember Benigni, I was not present at the office today, so I don't know whether they replaced your file or not.
Okay.
Would you like to take a minute? Okay. Okay, it's been moved and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed, motion carries. Item number eight is public hearings, there are none. Item number nine is ordinances, there are none. Item number 10, items introduced by City Council or administrative staff for discussion purposes only. Item 10A is discussion of potential future actions concerning a complaint resolution process, City Manager.
Thank you, Your Honor. Members of the City Council, members of the public. This was an item that's continued from last August, this past August on the 13th. If you recall, if not, you can go back and refer to the minutes of that meeting. There are like 9 pages of minutes, and the majority of those are dedicated to this very topic. There was a rather lengthy discussion by the council about the need for or the lack of a formalized complaint process. There were several drafts that were passed out, and there was limited comments provided back to city staff. At the time, there was a discussion about perhaps having a very simple complaint box or suggestion box placed in City Hall with a very simple form, and that could be utilized to see if there was really a need to do a formal complaint process. And it was the pleasure of the council at that time that this item be tabled for 6 months, and if it was necessary to have it returned for discussion on a future agenda. We've elapsed now 5 months of that time frame, and if we want to bring it back for discussion, it would be at the direction of the council at this time to tell us to place it on a future agenda, which would be in the 6-month time frame. However, I can tell you that In August, I said that I didn't believe that there was ever really a need for a formal process. I thought that we had processes in place, and all of the comments or the requests that we get in are addressed. They're addressed in a timely manner, and they're resolved. Those that come to the council have always been addressed and resolved. We did craft a very simple box that you see sitting there by the city clerk. It has been on the counter since sometime in September, so it's been there for at least a full quarter. It's been there, I know, through October, November, and December, and part of September as well. There was a simple form, and I believe a form was provided to each of you prior to the meeting. There were forms laying on the counter. Nobody has ever formally completed a form and placed it in the box. The only thing that is in the box currently, and it was crafted so it's taped together and you could tell if it was tampered with, so that people couldn't easily get items in and out of it. But we have some rather clever employees, not that I would pick on any of my esteemed colleagues here, but there are some Post-it notes that were dropped in referencing the need for a soda machine in City Hall. And that has been resolved. So that complaint's been addressed and we can move on. Other than that, there's not been anything placed on the box. So if there's not an objection by the council, my recommendation would be that we continue utilizing that box with the form that was provided, put it back on the counter, and periodically check it, but let it there for another year, see if it bears fruit in the form of any really need for a formalized process, and we can revisit it in 2015. And I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Gary?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Holzinger, the one-page citizen comment form is also posted on the website, correct?
You caught me on that one. Off the top of my head, I don't believe that it's been placed there specifically, but it can easily be added. I don't know. Do you know? I do not know the answer to that.
You do know that we do have the ability for folks to email into the general comment or general email box of the city via the website. That is checked.
Right, public right, comments. Right. And their inquiries that are submitted there are checked.
Right, exactly.
They're forwarded to the appropriate staff.
Yes, I know there is an avenue on the website for comments. I was just curious if I don't remember if we had discussion on placing this form online, but I do know, and I have checked with you several times since that box went up, and complaints have been received by City Hall.
Right, so nothing's been lodged in the box. Right.
I'm comfortable with the current process since this isn't, I'm comfortable with the current process. I'd like to see it posted on the website, and other than that, this form on the website. Other than that, I'm good with it. I think it's worked well, obviously. I mean, if there are any citizen complaints out there, they certainly haven't come to City Hall. So I'm satisfied with the current process. That's all, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Gary?
Yeah. Let me see what I was going to say. How about moving that suggestion box towards the front door? Because it is kind of intimidating when you have a suggestion box on the counter at City Hall. I know it would intimidate me dropping off the suggestion there. But it's going to be less intimidating, more user-friendly if it's towards the front door, like on that desk out there, maybe bolted to the wall. And if we don't have any suggestions and complaints in a year, that's fine, because there's five city council members here that a citizen can get a hold of me, and I let people know if they want to get a hold of me. I have a P.O. box, P.O. box 123, and yeah, there hasn't been any complaints since I've been here. A lot of venting, but that doesn't mean we should not have a suggestion box / complaint form, and it's posted on the website. I would be happy myself for that. And Mr. Spears did come up with something. He had like an 8-page proposal, and that was kind of lengthy, and I read about 2 pages.
What? Spears? Have you talked to him recently? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Anyways, what I want to say is, it was an 8-page form. It was lengthy. I hardly even looked at it. Okay? And I originally wanted a 1-page complaint form. But I didn't get it. I ended up with a suggestion. And I would like to see it. I don't know if council wants to see it. I think it's good. I think it's good for the city to have a complaint form or a question. If you have any questions or suggestions or inquiries, this is good. This will work. But have it towards the front door, not on the City Hall counter. And if it's on the city website, that'll be good too. That's all I have to say.
Well, quick question.
Yeah.
You kind of threw me there with the Spears thing. Is this something he brought up before, or I missed that interpretation?
No, Spears originally, when he had the complaints process, he wanted an 8-page proposal. Remember?
Yes.
It was too lengthy.
I
only read about 2 pages of it, and I pretty much tossed it. It was just too long. Something simple like a 1-page would be good. But we don't have that 1-page. But we have this, which is just as good. And we have five city council members that anybody can get a hold of us if they have a complaint or a suggestion.
Excellent. Thank you. Larry?
I like the idea of continuing it into next year. Give it a full year run. Maybe with an election we'll get more comments. Who knows? And I'm always available for anybody for comments or criticism. And I like Larry's idea, maybe put it on the table there, maybe less intimidating. You know, I don't know if we'll get any activity in it aside from getting a soda machine, but obviously it works because we've got the soda machine out there. So
that's soda machine.
We do have a successful test run of it, even if it is just with post-it notes. But I like, I agree with Gary and Larry. I like to see it run until next year, and I like the idea of it going out on the table out there. Try that.
Thank you. Terry?
Gosh, I don't like it. I never thought it was necessary. Again, I think you just said that all of us are publicly accessible. All of us have phone numbers, I believe, in the phone book. We have a full-time staff. We talked about cutting back to one meeting a month and having a lengthier agenda, but I think we felt at the time that having 2 meetings a month gave us good public forum, gave us plenty of opportunity to have public input, and in between times at other forums to be available for that. So I just think it's unnecessary. I think you have more of a tendency to get crank things, Tim, like soda machines, than you do what I would consider legitimate comments. So, no protest.
Vice Mayor Taylor Vaughn, I'd like to have somebody also question SpongeBob to see if quite possibly he was responsible.
So, in my mind, it's just something that we're doing for the wrong reasons of trying to follow somebody else's lead, and saying let's do something that obviously I feel has not panned out to be needed or necessary, but just in case somebody has the thought that we're not being sufficiently promotional towards complaints, I just don't like it. So I would be happy to do away with it completely, but I will understand that if the rest of the council wants to go forward.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll finish up by saying that I concur with you. I think this has been an utter waste of time. There hasn't been one complaint placed in the box since we've had it. Every complaint that we've received since I've been on the council has either been provided in written form or outright discussed in open forum. I also think that by placing the box closer to the door, I understand your thought process on that, but I think by placing it closer to the door, you're gonna find bubblegum wrappers and other things put in it. This is not only for complaints, but it's for suggestions and solutions and comments. So I wouldn't think, since we haven't had one complaint yet placed in it, you're not gonna find a majority of the folks intimidated by it. So that's what I feel.
I'd like to follow up on that.
Go right ahead, Mike.
Okay, not everybody wants to come in here in front of this forum and speak about a complaint or a suggestion. A suggestion box, whether or not there's bubble gum in there or not, is good policy for the city. And so what if you don't have no complaints in 2 years? That's great. And that's going to be a perfect example. You're giving the citizens all the opportunity to make a complaint, a suggestion, an inquiry. I think it's good. And a lot of cities have suggestion boxes, and if it's empty, it's empty.
Okay. And I'll follow that up with, I do think it's not reasonable or any reason to have this at all, especially when you've got an email that you could send an email complaint on, or you can send it in writing. So we've heard everybody's discussion on this.
No, I can say one more thing on that too.
Okay.
Okay, and then you could follow up again.
I guess so.
Okay. It is good to have a suggestion box. It is for the citizens of Willows. Not everybody has the internet. Not everybody wants to get into this forum. It's just another way for the citizens to have a comment or a suggestion or an inquiry. I'm done.
Okay. And I will follow up with, yes, I think somebody can do a handwritten note and bring it into the city's office. Or give it to one of the five members on council. There's numerous ways of doing this without having a little yellow box sitting in the hallway.
Right, we don't want a little yellow cardboard box. We want a good suggestion box.
Okay, now we're changing this. So you want some handcrafted wooden box, is that it?
Sure, that would be good, or a metal box, a regular suggestion box. You were just talking about a little cardboard box. Right, we don't want a cardboard box in front door. We want a good suggestion box.
So are we going to do a bid process for this?
We could take a vote on it.
Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, this current process is painless. It's just another avenue for citizens. I remember a year or two ago there seemed to be a public outcry of allegedly a lot of complaints out there about how the city was being mismanaged or misrepresented or whatever. As we all are active members of the community, I have yet to receive a negative complaint on the professional staff that we have operating the city. I mean, talking to citizens on a regular basis, folks say different things, but I can't recall off the top of my head talking about any mismanagement or anything else about the city. This is a reaction to alleged perceived complaints that were out there in the community that we heard of at some forums here in the chambers during council meetings. This was a recourse that was taken. No complaints have come in the box. There's a Coke machine suggestion. That's it. I think that's a good thing. I think that just shows that the city staff is being professionally managed like I believe it has been. I'm confident in the city staff all the way around. We're dealing with humans. Do humans make mistakes? Sometimes we all make mistakes. No one's perfect. There are hiccups in any operation. There are minor hiccups in the road, and they're handled professionally and managed, and on we go. This was to appease some perceived allegations out there. No suggestions or comments were in the box other than the soda machine. That's it. I don't think it hurts to leave it there. Website accessibility, we're all accessible. We're out in the community talking to folks all the time. And having nothing in that box is a good sign. I don't think it hurts to have the box. I believe in contacting someone with a problem. Not everybody, as Larry said, believes that. Larry and Larry advised that the box should be near the front door. I don't think we need to have a strong box. I think a cardboard box, when it gets stolen by the front door, will be fine. But you know what? Let's have two cheap boxes. You know, we got 12 cents in them. Let's have two, well, probably less than that. Let's have two cheap boxes, one by the front door, one on the counter. Go for a year and see how many complaints we get in the box. That's where I'm at. So, you know, it's just one more avenue, like has been mentioned. I don't think it hurts. And we probably shouldn't waste too much more time on this, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
I'm with you. Thank you. Larry, do you have anything further to add? What type of box you'd like? Or
I just use my farmer philosophy approach, and let's start simple and go from there. I figure give it a full season. That's why I figure let's go until the end of this calendar year.
Okay.
Two boxes.
Two boxes is fine. It doesn't matter to me.
By the front door.
I like the idea of it being by the front door, though.
Okay.
That's something I hadn't thought of before tonight.
Yeah. You're good with what you worked for? Any further suggestion?
I'm good with none of it.
Okay.
Or all of it, depending on how it goes. So I will stand in the minority with you if we're going to go that way.
Okay. Then I have to ask you this. Will you be satisfied with the yellow box by the front door?
No, we didn't. You know, we are a nice town. We should have a nice box.
Okay. It,
something that's attractive, that looks professional. That was my own. That's all I know. And if we don't have any comments in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, that's great. At least we are giving the citizens another forum for suggestions and inquiries.
You know what? I might have one. We tried a similar idea at my place of employment, and we abandoned it about the same amount of time for the same reasons. So I may have a box that I would be happy to donate. And it's wood. It's a wooden box that could be set on the counter. So I'll if I can find it, I'll be happy to donate that.
Okay.
Towards the cause.
So would it be the consensus of the council then to place a suggestion box by the front door, the yellow one at this particular time, until which time we can find a replacement wooden box, hopefully provided by Terry?
Larry? You betcha, Mr.
Larry?
Yes.
Larry, okay, yeah. That's consensus. It's 3-2. Understood, thank you.
Remind me.
Where were we?
On 11.
Not far.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, 11, new business, 11A. Annual audit of City of Willows' financial statements. By motion, accept the audited financial statements of the City of Willows as of and for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2013.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. What I'd like to do at this point in time is turn the item over to our independent auditor, Roy Seiler, Roy R. Seiler, certified public accountant, and have him make a few comments, and then we'll deal with any questions from there.
Go with the long version or the short version?
Oh, the long version, please.
The audit went well. No issues. No major adjustments, a couple of minor ones, enough to get me my free lunch for our annual bet on who's going to find a mistake or not.
That's right, Mr. Hansen, I lost one.
Again.
Can't make you worse.
The city is the city's general fund is doing a little bit better than it had in the past. It there's $107,000 surplus this last year, so that's a good thing. That was through a combination of increased revenues and budget savings. So I think everybody involved is doing their best to keep things as trim as possible without losing the quality of the services. So that's also a positive thing. As far as the financial statements are concerned, in the beginning part after my reports, if you haven't read so already, there's the management discussion analysis that was prepared. The entire document was prepared by Tim, and I just made sure it was accurate, and it was. So that was my job. So if you want to complain about the quality of the financial statements, it's Tim. If you want to compliment the accuracy of them, that would be me.
In keeping with the most recent tone, I made a few suggestions to Mr. Seiler, but obviously they've gone unwarranted at this point in time.
I don't have a box, Tim.
Would you like one?
So with that, I'll turn it over to see if there's any questions from you.
Actually, I'm good. I very much appreciate the management discussion and analysis. To me, that's just as valuable as the all the different tables with the raw data.
It's designed to be quote-unquote user-friendly, whether it accomplishes that or not. Tim is restricted by professional standards into what he can and cannot put into that.
Oh, I've never known Tim to be... Oh, maybe I shouldn't go down this road.
So if you don't see a lot of elaboration on how great the city is and a lot of fluff, that's by design.
Yeah. That's really the only comment I had. Really, as far as I'm concerned, most of this discussion on this I'll hold over till our semi-annual budget review or budget time.
Okay.
But I like the documents as presented. Thank you for your work.
Terry.
Yeah, it was all good news. On page 7 it says total revenues were over budget, general fund expenditures were under budget. Can't get much better than that as far as budgeting goes. So the one question I have, and again I will can save this for later, but the discussion of the annual OPEB cost and net OPEB, post-employment benefit, and how that funding status is achieved, that may be a bigger discussion. And
actually, it might be best to have that conversation now.
Okay.
From a standpoint of under Government Accounting Standards Board, statement number 45, which was issued about 5 years ago, we're required to have an actuarial done, similar to what's done with PERS. There's an actuarial calculation takes place, and that's how you determine the amount of PERS contribution each year. The OPEB stands for other post-employment benefits, so other than pension. In our case, the only one with that is going to be retiree health care. We have to have an actuarial done once every 3 years. If you'll notice, that number went down significantly. We were expensing about $45,000 a year in the first 3 years of under this government standard. And we've now dropped that number, I believe, to about 11 or 12. The reason being is the way that we handle retiree health care within the city is it's based upon the statutory minimum under the Public Employees Health and Medical Care Act. And so at this point in time, we can contribute to a retiree as long as they stay in PERS Health, which is our health carrier. We'll send about $118 a month. Most of our retirees are finding there are other resources for their health care or their Medicare supplement that are more cost advantageous than staying in PERS. We've determined over time that we end up with about a 30% participation of those who actually retire that stay in PERS Health. We pay $118 a month, the retiree pays the balance. And so that was factored into the actuarial. As far as funding, I have not approached this other than on a fundamental level with council, previous councils, but not in a lot of detail. We pay as we go for those that are currently retiree and that are currently on the insurance roll, and we pay for that. We do not set aside any sort of funding or reserve for future. We can certainly have that discussion at some point in time, but my thought process, particularly now under the Affordable Care Act, the options, what we generally found in many instances with those that stayed on the plan as retirees, that due to pre-existing condition, they stayed where they were rather than moving. That is now gone as an issue. So I foresee our participation of retirees, as long as we stay in PERS Health, to continue to dwindle. I said we have 30% participation. However, of the last 8 retirees we've had one stay. So it is my belief that if we were to actuarially fund and set aside a reserve fund or invest in driving this liability down, we would be putting money into a fund that ultimately probably would not use. So that, if that provides food for thought for the council, in a bigger discussion, mid-year review, or some sort of future discussion regarding our other pension obligation, other post-employment benefit obligation, I'd be happy to talk about that in more detail. But I guess I'm looking at this from a standpoint of hopefully I've answered your question, step one. And step two, my recommendation would be that we not do this, because I believe that the ongoing, we budget for the ongoing expense as we go. But I think setting aside money in this case is not necessary.
So this accrued liability that the actuarial accrual, that's not our accrual, that's their...
That has to go on the face, that has to go on the face of the full accrual statements. If you'll notice, we give you a bunch of pages that try to make this look like a business-type financial statement.
Right.
And then 2 pages later, we go back into being government.
Right.
That only sets up on the full accrual financial statements. That will be on there. We're required under GASB 45 to have it on there. But I believe that to fund that liability on an actuarial basis is not the best use of our funds.
Okay, so then we're strictly pay-as-we-go and not worry about the bigger accrual based on future benefits.
My thought process is we are required to have this actuarial done once every 3 years. My thought process, we continue to watch the history of actual use by our retirees of our health plan and continue to drive down. We'll have more empirical evidence of the driving down of the percentage participation, and we'll find that will dwindle. A discussion that Mr. Seiler and I can have for next year's financial statement. I had a brief conversation with the actuary that performed it this year because we were due to have it done. And I posed that question. Okay, we were accruing $45,000 a year for the first 3 years. It's down to 11. I think that $45,000 that sat there for the first 3 years isn't necessary. He said, you know, that's something in the future you might want to talk to your auditor about and see if you can convince him to reduce it. Did not ultimately have that conversation with Mr. Seiler this year. Wanted to be able to fundamentally provide more historical evidence that, you know, we've overstated this liability.
Okay, great. So. Thank you so much.
That's it.
Larry? Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, Mr. Seiler, thank you for your thorough analysis.
Thank you.
Good job as always, and easy read. And just want to point out as a reminder that our positive budget situation is we're in the positive budget situation because of extremely difficult, painful cuts that the previous council, which myself and the mayor and the vice mayor served on. It wasn't any fun. It was extremely difficult, but we are in a very positive situation now. So, and thanks again, Mr. Seiler, and I still like to know what two CPAs talk about. But it is comforting to know that maybe you're going to get into Mr. Salisbury's pocket a little bit. That is good news. So, anyway, thank you. That's all I had, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you. Mr. Seiler, thank you again for a very professional audit.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move to accept the audited financial statements of the City of Willows as of and for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2013.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Is there any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Seiler.
Thank you.
Item 11B, city surplus. By motion, adopt a resolution declaring certain city-owned property to be surplus and authorize the sale or disposal of same.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of the council. Four city departments have identified city property listed in the attached exhibit that are no longer used, have become obsolete, or simply worn out. Staff is requesting that the council declare the items as surplus and direct staff to sell or dispose of said items.
Okay. Any questions? Go ahead, Gary.
I just had a curious for in the police and fire departments, for instance, the police department, were how these vehicles were acquired. Were they through some kind of surplus acquisition before or grant funding or something?
They were surplus acquisitions through other agencies. Okay. I believe Solano County was the main agency where we got most of them from. And they're just basically sitting there. The ice cream truck was used for Toys for Tots. I will defend that.
Did I miss that on the list, an ice cream truck?
No, I lovingly call it the ice cream truck, okay. But that's what it looks like to me. But it's on there. It is the Chevrolet utility van.
Okay.
So yeah. Yes, that needs to go too.
Okay, and then Chief Peabody's not here, but I was curious as to the hoses that are being declared surplus. Is that something that is not no longer needed? with their current equipment?
They routinely replace.
Just a rotation?
Yeah, so this is stuff that's been taken out of service and is no longer to be utilized by fire. It's been replaced as part of their normal process.
Okay, I'm good.
No questions.
I just have one for Tim. On this, it says the surplus funding should go back to the respective budgets. Is that the same as going back to the general fund?
Yes.
That's it.
Okay, Gary?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. No, it's refreshing to know that the police department is going to be getting rid of all of the junk that's parked behind the building, so there'll be some parking. So, thank you, Chief. That's very good. And yeah, it's a 86 Chevy utility van. It's still an ice cream truck. It's far from a utility van. So, yeah, I'm happy to see that junk go. Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Chief. I'd kind of like to see the backlog cleaned up a little bit, too. So, good deal. Any further questions? No? Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that resolution entitled Resolution of the City Council, City of Willows, declaring certain city-owned property to be surplus and authorizing the sale or disposal of same pursuant to the Willows Municipal Code be approved.
Okay. Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. Thank you. Item 11C is the mid-year budget review. Establish a date and time for the 2013-14 mid-year budget review. Preferences for the week of February 18th. Staff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. The first thing I'd like to do is say I may have lied to you a little bit. We can still do it the week of the 18th, but we, in polling various department heads, we will not have a full staff for any of the dates during that week. The reason for doing that week was it was a non-city council week. We can still, the 19th would still be the best day that week, but I would also like to offer up the week of the 25th, recognizing that there is a city council meeting on the 26th, but sometime the week of the 25th as well as an option for this council as well. We would prefer that it be a daytime meeting, starting sometime 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
I guess I'll start this off by saying I cannot do it the 18th or the 19th.
Okay.
The 20th would be the only day possible for me during that week. So your preference would be to have...
Actually, it sounds like based upon that if we could move it to the week of the 25th, that would be
okay.
The preference.
Well, let's check our schedules. Larry?
Monday and Friday of the week of the 24th, the only thing I got any conflict, so I'm good. I don't mind if it's a city council day.
Okay. Larry's good 25th.
I'm checking.
Terry's checking. Gary?
I'm checking. Yeah, the week of the 18th would have been extremely tight for me, so that
is. And I just assume we have the department heads anyways, if at all possible.
Sure.
Any day except Monday and Wednesday.
Okay, 25th is good for Larry. Back to you,
Terry. Is that what you're planning as the 25th? 25th? Sure. Done.
Okay.
I'll just take the day off.
I got you too. Yeah. Gary?
What day are we talking? What day is good for everybody?
The 25th.
It's Tuesday.
February 25th. That's a non-council meeting.
That is a council meeting.
That's a day that's good for you, everybody?
Yeah.
The 25th?
Are you figuring a late afternoon? Like we've done before,
we've done budget hearings late afternoon, mid year budget.
Are you thinking at 10 o'clock or something?
Morning.
Okay.
So
yeah, if the 25th, I'll make it work.
You will be gone.
Be gone that Tuesday.
It might be a good opportunity to scrap the police budget since you won't be here.
You got to be here to get it. Yeah.
Oh, good. Finally.
Rich,
finally.
Is it good for you? Yeah. I say that.
Well, hold on. How about with the 27th, the Thursday the 27th?
It's good for me.
Good for me.
No, you're still gone.
Still gone.
No, 27th doesn't work for me.
I think the 25th is our best shot.
Okay. I'm sorry, Chief.
All right. I'll send Carl.
Do you have a mark? If we get into March, we're now heading towards
budget.
Carl's one of the numbers guy. Carl, be here.
Want to move it into March?
I'm willing to look at the first week of March as well.
March. We have conflicts in the first week of March.
I'm good. Anytime.
How long are you gone?
I'm at an executive development course the following week. The week of the 20th, I can, if it's a...
Under Sheriff Warren, how much executive development needs to take place, sir?
Sorry. It's a very tough profession.
In this case, he needs that much? Okay.
I appreciate it.
Are Mondays out?
No, Mondays are fine.
How about March 10th? We got a good one here.
We're good. Right.
Okay. Any Mondays and Wednesdays, I have school. Only 2 days a week that I can't do anything. Unless it's an evening, late evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Sorry to be a pain.
Okay, 11th?
It's fine with me. It's another city council day, but it doesn't bother me too much.
That's good with me.
March 11th, okay.
March 11th? We'll make it work.
Okay.
Okay, March 11th at, let's go at 10 a.m.
Tuesday, March 11th, right?
Yes.
At what time?
10 a.m.
10.
Yes. So
sure.
It shall be.
Thank you.
Okay, council member reports. Item number 12, are there any?
Okay, I'll start. I want to congratulate council member Hansen on being the new chairman of the Transit Committee and Transportation Commission. Unfortunately, I was selected as vice chair. I'm still hunting down Bruce Roundy on that one. No, it was Mike Murray. Excuse me, Mike Murray. Yeah,
I think he was the culprit.
I'm gunning for
him. I think you were in cahoots. Yeah.
So I dodged the bullet on being chair. So I want to express my appreciation to Gary on that one. So now he's the current chair. So you want me to defer anything else on that activity?
That's because the chairman position pays so much more money. So,
yeah, really. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And so I'll let Gary update on that. I'll decline to the chairman on that for update on that. And for the library, not a big report on that. Business is doing very well over at the library, so to speak. People using it for the various services continues to be strong. They've been doing some redecorating and stuff. They're getting in a new some furniture for the young adult section, I believe. And so they're hoping to get ready to show it off to us in the near future. Most of us attended the 4-H dinner the other night. It was a nice dinner. I enjoyed seeing the incredible amount of volunteer effort. And I'll leave it on that. And then also tie that in with the fire department installation dinner a couple weeks back. Again, those two are, you know, the fire department and 4-H is just a tremendous amount of volunteer contributions to our community, and a lot of people don't recognize that, and it's a fundamental asset to making Willows, Orland, Glynn County as good as it is. And I'll leave my report on that.
Okay, thank you. Blair.
You want to do it, Terry?
Yeah, I can. Okay. I can go next. Economic development. I attended the North State Economic Development Forecast over in Oroville on January 16th. There wasn't much to report out. It was focused on health care as leverage for economic development, which really isn't our area. There was two interesting things. If you've ever had a chance to hear John, I think it's pronounced Cheng, but I'm not sure. He's the California State Controller. He is an incredible speaker on economic issues. And he was there last year and again this year. He is termed out. I'm not sure where he's going to be going next. But he certainly makes you feel that office has a good philosophy about economics, and they've really taken control in conjunction with the governor on some very tough issues. So it's worth your time to see him speak. And then the director of the Oroville Economic Alliance, and he's CEO of the South Feather Water and Power Agency, Oroville is going to be doing a very big branding campaign based on cheap water, which is so timely. They apparently have full control over their water supply, and so they're going to be doing a big campaign advertising that for industry-specific places to come to Oroville because they have cheap water. So I'm going, yeah, they're lucky right now. That's the big issue. So I have some materials here, but it really was more healthcare-oriented than what I considered, you know, city-county issues other than the water thing. Then I attended the City and County's Economic Development Steering Committee meeting on Thursday. They're still working on getting a group together to be the point people for the strategies that they're developing around farming. It's almost all based on farming, although there is a small component that will be tiered toward business development. So they're working on that. They'd like to do a report out to the cities, and they would like to have a joint cities and county meeting, and we are working on a date for that. So you should hopefully next month have an opportunity to attend a nighttime meeting that would be joint meeting. Cities and counties, Willows would be the host. I have volunteered a site for it. And Scott Grendel would be in charge of this presentation of having it be him and a couple of other people on that committee would be making this presentation about what's been going on with the business survey and the other reports that they've done. So that should be coming down the road. And I agree, the 4-H dinner was wonderful. I won a prize out of all of us that were there. I was the only one that won a prize, and it was a dandy. And then I attended a GWIL meeting last night. GWIL is the Greater Willows Economic or Improvement League. It was a very casual meeting just to discuss some of the funding that's available, some of the projects that have been completed and future projects. And they will be looking for some new members. I sit in just as an advisory person. And so they are looking for new members to join the group that handles some of the monies that are available for facade improvement. And they should be getting fairly active again. So if you have any suggestions, please let myself or Steve know if you have anyone you think might be interested in that. And that's it.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As Larry mentioned, two of the events, Larry and Terry also, but the Willows Fire Department installation of officers' dinner is all, that's one of my favorite functions to attend every year. That's just a fantastic group of individuals at our fire department who dedicate their time and everything else that goes with it, and all the sacrifices that come with the time and training to staff our fire department, volunteer and career staff. It's a terrific group, and it's always a pleasure and a fun time to attend. And so I was fortunate enough in doing the honors for you, Mr. Mayor, saying words on behalf of the city. It was my pleasure. It was well attended, and I even drug my wife there this time. We had a good time. Didn't win any raffles, though. So it was, like I say, it's just a fantastic group of people who were there for the right reasons. So that's all I wanted to say on that. And it was a pleasure attending the 4-H dinner the other night. Didn't win anything there either. So what'd you win, Terry, anyway?
I won. So they had categories for the kids that had done projects. So you picked a project off the list on the wall, and they had made a gift that was pertinent. Some of them were a stretch. So mine was shooting. I said, I'll pick shooting and hunting or whatever it was. And I got a deer head that you put, a deer face that you put on a tree. And apparently
eyes.
Then you can shoot at it. it was pretty funny. Yeah, I'm saving it for my brother. That's his Christmas present.
Yeah. 4-H is a great group too. Like Larry said, I mean, it's great for the kids, it's great for the community, and the dinner was to honor all the leaders. So it was.
And there was a special girl there that night who came over and sat with us. Her name's Trinity Cobb.
Trinity, yes.
Trinity, and she was special.
She's a great girl. I don't know where she Hard gets work. She must get it from her mother.
She must get it from her brother. Yeah,
gotta
you
be,
must.
Got to be. But sorry.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, last item, as Larry alluded, we both serve on the Glynn County Transportation Commission, and Larry was, like you said, fortunate enough to be railroaded in as vice chairman this year. But starting with the March meeting, the meeting start times for the Regional Transit Committee and the Glynn County Transportation Commission will be moved back to 9 o'clock from 10 o'clock. So that will help a lot of us out. I mean, Board of Supervisors meetings start at 9 o'clock, so why have a Transportation Commission and RTC meeting start at 10 o'clock? So they're going to move back to 9 o'clock, and the February meeting will be at 10 o'clock. In Orland, the March meeting will be at 9 a.m. in Willows, and from now into the foreseeable future, they'll start at 9 a.m., which will be easier for a lot of us to attend, I'm sure. And that meeting was a rather busy meeting. Committee was put together to review the request for proposals for the contract to operate the buses, basically. So stumbled there a little bit. So anyway, there were three. Currently, Paratransit Services has had the contract for, I believe, the last 8 years, if I remember right, off the top of my head. But there were three RFPs from MV Transportation Incorporated, First Transit Incorporated, and Paratransit Services Incorporated, who has the current contract. The Glynn Transit Service put together a panel of individuals familiar with GTS Transit Services. From in county and out of county to thoroughly review at least 1,000 pages total, Larry, maybe more.
Did you buy Becky flowers yet?
No.
Go on the
you
record.
Said you would.
His wife was on the review committee of six staff members, and I think Gary Ozer, big time, and I haven't
quite
yet
Larry,
heard.
Quiet, cut him off over there. Shut him down. Peggy White was also one of the members, and they put a lot of time into it. I know she spent about 2.5 days on it, going through that. But the panel rated individually, went through the documents, the RFPs, and rated on a scoring basis the three RFPs that were submitted, and Paratransit Services came out on top. Not by a wide margin in a lot of aspects, but they did come out on top. Some of the reasons were they have never gone over or reached a maximum contract payout. Paratransit does manage the Glynn Transit Services very well. The few complaints that have come in, customer complaints, have been dealt with effectively and efficiently. They were elevated to the attention of the Glynn Transit Service immediately and were thoroughly investigated, and in all instances found that the paratransit staff acted appropriately, which is good news. The operational costs have been significantly reduced for the volunteer medical services, the volunteer medical service under paratransit. And I know that over the last 2 years, we had some major budget issues, as all government entities had. Had to make some significant cuts, and paratransit was a very welcome participant, and with the cuts, and were able to substantially cut services at the recommendation of the panels, and manage those reduced services very well, and had significant cost savings as well. All of the different operational changes have resulted in a reduction in cost of 50% to 60% over the last 5 years. And they've also been willing to work with Glynn Transit Service in planning, operating, evaluating transit service. Like I said, they've assisted in effectively reducing service and advising how service could be maintained at a sustainable level. So those are just some of the positives. It's a five-year contract, 5 year and 4 months, I believe. However, there was some question from the commissioners, including myself, on, boy, 5 years seems like a long time. Like the 3 years, maybe a little better. However, if we went back to a three-year term of contract, the RFPs would have had to go back out to everybody. So there is an opt-out in the contract clause. So, and it's always under review. So the county, the commission, isn't on the hook for much. Okay, we can opt out with any issues. So with that, it was 500. The contract is not to exceed $520,130 per year. $520,130 per year over the 5 year term of contract. Those are the major items. And of course, paratransit was awarded the 5 year plus contract to operate Glen Transit Service. So that's all I had to report.
Excellent. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks.
Larry, you said you had something you wanted to mention.
I forgot. I want to thank the chief for the media log. I look at that every day to see who I know on it. And it's kind of nice to know what's happening down the street from you. You get kind of surprised when you realize that just only happened a couple of doors down. And Saturday, there's a veterans flea market here at Memorial Hall. Just reminding everybody. And the Orland versus Willows Bowling Challenge. So far, Orland has 4 tentative players, and Willows has 1 for sure and 1 tentative. So tentatively, the city manager and the chief of police in Orland, they are interested. And there's a few other people from Orland. So far, they have 4 people interested, and we have 2. And that is a date to be determined. You don't have to be a good bowler, Terry. You just do it.
Yeah, I figured it was handicapped. They'd throw out the low score, right?
Well, they're going to throw out the high score.
Yeah.
And then that's all I have.
I'd like to start off by saying, Terry, thank you very much for conducting the last meeting.
You're welcome.
Excellent job. Unfortunately, I missed the fire installation, but Gary, thank you very much for speaking on behalf of the city.
Sure, my pleasure.
I'm sure you did a great job. I know you have a strong interest in the fire department. They serve the city of Willows very well. Yes, we attended the Glen County 4-H leadership meeting, dinner, and I was very proud of all the volunteers that helped throughout Glen County, and I appreciate the Board of Supervisors and Glen County 4-H for inviting us. It was well received, and special thanks go out to my wife, Jennifer, for doing an excellent job in the kitchen and other areas, and all the little 4-H helpers that were there cleaning up and doing all the hard work. So with that, thank you all for attending. One point of order, Madam Clerk, I believe on item 7B, under consider approval of City Council minutes for the regular meeting held on January 14, 2014. Mm-hmm. I believe I eyed that, approved it, and I need to abstain that because I was not here for that meeting. However, I do believe the motion would carry with 4 members approving. Is there any issues with that?
There's a Brown Act quorum.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just for information, there's a long discussion at a Transit Transportation Committee meeting last summer. And if you're, even though you weren't at the meeting, you can vote to approve as submitted. If there are some changes, then maybe you should step out. And I guess Orland's had some significant discussions on this item too. But even if, like when I first came on the city council, if I was in the audience at the previous meeting, even though I wasn't a city council member at the time, I would still be able, the general consensus is I would still be able to vote on the minutes because I was present.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I just feel a little more comfortable.
That's the same way I do it. I abstain too if I wasn't there.
Okay. So the record shall show. Okay. Item 13 is executive session pursuant to California Government Code Sections 54950. At SEEK, the City Council will hold a closed session. More specific information regarding this closed session is indicated below pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.3. The public will have an opportunity to directly address the legislative body on the below items prior to the Council convening in closed session. Public comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. Prior to allowing that, I'd like to just indicate that this was the council's suggestion to meet over this. Title of the executive session is Performance Evaluation. Again, pursuant to Government Code 54957B1, which states, subject to paragraph 2, nothing contained in this chapter shall be construed to prevent a legislative body of a local agency from holding closed sessions during a regular special meeting, consider the appointment, employment, evaluation, or performance, discipline or dismissal of a public employer to hear complaints or charges brought against the employee by another person or employee unless the employee requests a public session titled City Manager. There's nothing new that brought this up. This was a carryover from prior sessions that it was continued on the request of the council. So with that being said, is there anybody like to speak? No? Okay. We're going to go ahead and convene to our closed session. Thank you for coming tonight.